That's why Jesus came, so you can have an abundant life. And we're so thankful that you're here. And if you're not in a hurry after the service, I'd love to meet you, shake your hand. So hang out just a little while and let me do that. Just thank you for coming. Maybe you've got a special need. Maybe you've got something you'd like for us to pray about. Please give us the opportunity. Let us minister to you and your family. We really do appreciate you being here, and thank you for coming. Well, it's Thanksgiving season. Aren't you glad? It's Thanksgiving season, and that's what we're going to be talking about, Thanksgiving. And the title of my message today is The Power of Thanksgiving. Power of Thanksgiving. There is a power that I want to try to relay to you today that the Lord has shown me this week that lies in giving thanks. There's a power. The word thank you, thanksgiving, thankfulness is the most powerful thing you'll experience. It's a power in thankfulness and being thankful about everything and thankful about life. It's good to be alive. I'm telling you. I love it. So if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me as much as you will to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, Psalm 77:3, Philippians 2:14, and Daniel 6:10. And while you're turning to some of those, I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful rainy day. Thank you, Lord, that it nourishes this earth. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day when the Spirit is raining in the house. Lord, we just ask you that it'll fall upon each of us and cause us to become productive and fruitful in our earths. Father, I pray that as I share today and as I try to project the power that's in thankfulness, that you'll help me. I pray I won't talk too fast or too slow, and what I'll say will be interesting. But most of all, Father, I pray you'll open our ears so that the seed can come in and that it'll fall upon the good soil of our hearts and produce 160 and 30-fold. Father, I pray that we go out of here understanding what a gift it is to be alive, what a gift life is, and Lord, how good it is to be thankful. And we want to give you thanks and honor and praise today. So we pray in Jesus' name, and all God's children say, amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Amen. Well, Thursday will be Thanksgiving Day in the United States. And I'm sure that what you will do is what we all do, is we all go collect all of our family, friends, and aliens, and we'll all get together, you know, and we get in a huddle, and we start talking about the pilgrims, you know. We start talking about the Mayflower. We start talking about how the pilgrims came over here and settled this great country, you know, began the settlement of this great country. And we always share about that, you know, and we tell each other, you know, we're so thankful for the pilgrims and how they came to this land, and they suffered that first year, and it was so cold, and that so many of them passed away and died. And, you know, we talk about these things, and then we take time as we're all huddled up, you know, and we reminisce on how grateful we are about life and how grateful we are for one another, right? Isn't that what we do on Thanksgiving? No, you don't do that. We don't either. Does anyone do that? No, your Thanksgivings are probably much like ours. We rush down to Griffin, 155 miles away, and we go down there, and you know, we get together with family, friends, and aliens, and the guys will usually huddle up over here in a room and watch football, you know, and the girls and the women, they get over here in another part of the house called the kitchen, and they start doing their thing over there, you know, and eventually we eat, and then sometimes somebody takes off and goes to the mall or does something like that, you know. Maybe that's more like what your Thanksgivings are. You know, the day after Thanksgiving is the largest shopping day in America, right? Kind of tells you how much of that we think about the pilgrims, doesn't it? And how much we really thank God for the thing. We're out there, you know, spending money. And we get caught up in the bustle and the hustle and the rush. And we forget to give thanks. We forget what it's all about. We're supposed to be thankful people. God wants us to be thankful people. I'll tell you a story. You see, because some of us have to kind of be made to go, you know, to these feasts. Some of us, it's a joy, but for many of us, it's an intrusion. There was a man, and he lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and so he had a son who lived in New York. So he called his son the day before Thanksgiving, and he said, I don't want to mess your holidays up, but your mother and I have decided to get a divorce. 46 years of misery is enough. We're done. And well, it shocked the son. He had never seen his parents in that kind of a state. And so he says, call your sister. The man says, call your sister. and tell her what I just told you. So he calls his sister and he says, I don't know what's going on. Mom and Dad getting a divorce. What? And she just blows up. No, yeah, like heck they are. You know, and so she calls her dad and says, what's this he told me? What's this my brother told me? And he said, and she's in Chicago, and he's in New York, the brother's in New York, and the dad's in Phoenix City. So she's calling the dad, what is it he's told me? What is this he's told me about you guys getting a divorce? Said, yeah, that's, we've decided 46 years is enough. We're done. Well, no, you're not. I'm not going to have it. You stay right there and don't you do anything until I get there tomorrow. I'll call my brother right now. We'll get our flights. We'll be there tomorrow. They hung the phone up. He turns around to his wife, the man does, and turns around to his wife and says, honey, the kids will be here for Thanksgiving and they're going to pay their own airfare. And that's kind of how it is. Sometimes we have to be forced, you know, to manipulate it or trick to come to these feasts because we just don't see them as Thanksgiving or something that we need to be thankful for. But Thanksgiving is a great opportunity. It's a time when we should be thankful, and it's a time when we should reflect. But the rush and the busyness of the day usually overrides the thankfulness of the day. God's children, though, are supposed to be thankful, are they not? We're supposed to walk and live in a thankful attitude and gratitude, but even Christians, and maybe even more so Christians, don't. Even when things are really going our way, we don't. The children of Israel are excellent examples of that. God had miraculously delivered them from Egypt and the bondage and the slavery of it and opened up the Red Sea, and they miraculously went through there on dry ground. And He miraculously gave them manna every day except the Sabbath. He miraculously fed them, and He miraculously brought water from a rock, not only for their drink and nourishment, but also for their livestock. They lived a miraculous, supernatural life, but were they thankful? Were they grateful? Did they ever say, thank you, Lord? No, what did they do? Murmured, complained, and what did that get them? Talk to me, think now. What did that get them? 40 years of wilderness wandering. You see, gratitude will get you into the promised land. Thankfulness, it was a short journey. Had they been thankful, it would have been a few days, they would have been living in a land flowing with milk and honey. But instead, they complained and they murmured, and all that got them was a life in the wilderness. And what I'm trying to relay to you right now is tell you, if you're a grumbling and a complaining person, you're going to wander around in the wilderness. But if you can transform yourself and let the power of thanksgiving begin to work in you, you will change that downward trend that's going on in your life to an upward trend where you'll live in the heavens and you'll experience the land that's flowing with milk and honey. You'll experience an abundant life that you so desire. But it will not come from ungratitude, and it will not come from murmuring and complaining, but it will come only through thanksgiving. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, see, there's a power in thanksgiving. Allow me to ask you a question, please. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the top and 1 being the least, where are you, if you would scale yourself, grade yourself, where do you fit in thankfulness? If you had to look at your life right now and say, well, okay, I'm not a very thankful person. I'm like a zero here. You know, or maybe you are a thankful person and you're up the scale a little bit. And probably most of us would want to grade ourselves up. But do you know what I hear the most of? What do you think I would hear the most of? Thankfulness or complaining? Complaining. Let me ask you, what do you hear the most of? Thankfulness or complaining? What do you hear mostly? I didn't hear you. Sure. Because we haven't learned the power of thankfulness. There's a power in thankfulness that will change our lives. There's a power of thankfulness that will take us into the heavenly dimension. Really, are you a depressed, bitter, grumpy, sour, mean Christian? Or are you one who purposefully and thoughtfully gives thanks for every breath that you have? Thanks for your life. Thanks for your family, your church, your community. Thankful. You see, that's what God wants us to do. But you know, we're programmed by society, by our parents, by the people that we run with. We're programmed to equate our level of thankfulness and gratitude to how well things are going in our lives. Right? If things are going good, then we think we should be thankful. And if things are going badly, we think we should complain, right? We're kind of programmed to think that way. But that's not the way the Bible tells us to function. That's not the way the Lord wants us to function. I want to show you this scripture. See what he says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now leave that up there just a second. Notice that Paul said to give thanks in everything, not for everything. Paul was preaching my message a while ago. It's in everything, because this is God's will for you. Not, you don't give God, you don't thank for bad things. You don't, that's not what he's talking about here. But as you're in the bad thing, you find something to be thankful for. And that's what God wants you to do. Why? Why is that his will? Why does that verse say that's his will for you? Because there's a power in thankfulness to change that negative situation into something positive. There's a power in thankfulness that'll turn it around. The reason that he really wants us to do that is because complaining feeds our problems. Complaining amplifies the problems. Complaining actually causes the problems to overwhelm us. We feed it. We make it bigger. Let me show you this scripture in Psalm 77:3. David here says, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Salah. Now look at that. Complaining overwhelmed David's spirit. When we complain, what it does for us is make the problem bigger. It overwhelms us. But if while in that problem, we'll stop, control ourselves, control our thoughts, and begin to look at something positive, it'll turn that problem around. Because there's a power in thankfulness. Have you ever seen a happy complainer? No, because it's impossible to complain and be happy. On the other hand, it's impossible to give thanks and complain. All of a sudden, you turn a bad situation into something that can be very positive. I want to show you this quote that I saw this week. It's by Dr. Dale Robbins, and here's what he says. I used to think people complained because they had a lot of problems. But I've come to realize that they have problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make situations better. It amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and discord, and can invoke an invitation of the devil to cause havoc with our lives. We give the enemy place when we complain. When we amplify the negative, we're letting the devil come in and overwhelm us with the problem. The more we complain about anything, the bigger the problem gets. The bigger the situation gets. We're giving the enemy a place. Giving thanks and being grateful is the high ground. Giving thankful and being grateful will always have victory over complaining. If you want to win a bad situation, then find the high ground of thankfulness. Because there's a power in thankfulness. And I challenge you today to go 1 month without complaining. Let's fix that. I challenge you to go 1 day. Is that more realistic? Maybe if we get a day, maybe we can get two and then maybe three. But try that. You will find that it is one of the most difficult things you've ever done. Because we're programmed to complain. We're programmed to find the negative and not the positive. But God says, in everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is His will for you. If you will find the thankful place in it, then it'll change it. It'll give you the power to make the good things look good and the bad things minimize. What happens when we began to look at the positive and we began to amplify something good and give thanks for what we do have that's going on good in our lives, what it happens is it causes us to rise into a new dimension of life. The Bible says it's actually like making us shining stars in the universe. Let me show you this. In Philippians 2:14, it says, do everything without complaining or arguing. So that. Say that back to me. Say, so that. So that. Here's why you do this. So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, look at this, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Now what he's trying to tell us here is that there's a power in thankfulness that will take you to a new dimension. It's like stars that are up there that shine and glow. You see, as we begin to give thankfulness to about our situations rather than being negative, we begin to give thankfulness to them. We start glowing. We start shining. Let me tell you something. Our region does not need more depressed people. Our region needs shining lights, shining faces. If we're going to bring people to Jesus Christ, we can't be murmurers and complainings. We've got to be shining stars in the heaven. We've got to be like the shining stars in the universe. We got to be like the star over Bethlehem. That when people see that star, when wise people begin to see our lives and how they shine, how God has elevated our lives, blessed our lives, made us lights in the universe, as people start seeing that, we'll attract them. Just as the star over Bethlehem drew the wise men to the Christ. You and I can become like stars in the universe that draw people to Christ. We do it by thankfulness, not by complaining. You will never bring your loved ones or anyone into the kingdom of God by complaining. They can get that out there. They want something. They want to hook to something that's good and that gives them a new level of life. And God wants to bless you. He wants to make you a shining star. Amen. Have you looked at the world lately? It's hopeless. It's depressed. There's nothing out there for them. They try everything to find happiness. And all they find is depression and sadness. God wants a church to rise up that's going to bring forth light to people. I want to challenge you today to be thankful. If you have a Bible, you're blessed. And when I say when you have a Bible, you have in your Bible the answers to life. You have the solutions to every problem you'll ever face right there in that Bible. Do you know that 1/3 of the people on this planet do not have access to a Bible? If you have access to a Bible, you're blessed. If you woke up this morning and you had more health in your body than you had illness, you're blessed. Because 1 million people won't make it through this next week. 1 million people will die this week. If you've got food and you've never faced the pangs of starvation, you're blessed. 500 million people today, right this minute, are facing starvation. Oh, He reigns. And we sing glory, glory, hallelujah. So you're blessed. If you've got clothes on your back and you've got a roof over your head and you've got food in the refrigerator and you have access to $20, you're better off and more blessed than 75% of this earth's population. How blessed are you? My goodness. We should just be so thankful. We should always find the high ground. We should always find the positive. Nearly everyone here knows Richard Weibel. There he sits right there. Richard always meets you out here at the front and gives you a gateway. Smile on his face. Been doing it for a long time. He and the greeting team are out there now, and he does a great job. Just loves talking to people. I asked Richard if I could use this as an illustration, and he said I could. But see, I don't know if you know it or not, but a couple of weeks ago they diagnosed Richard with lung cancer. And the plan of the doctor is to remove the upper half of his right lung. He wouldn't know it unless he told you. Because he's not allowing this thing that he's in to control his thankfulness. He is a perfect example of in everything give thanks. You know what he told me? He said, Delbert, he says, I'm thankful that I had a prostate problem a few weeks back. And it was because of this prostate problem that I had that they ended up finding the cancer. I'm thankful they found it fast. I'm thankful, Delbert. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for my family. You see, there's so much when you're in a low place. And I believe the doctor's plan is to take out the top half of his right lung. My plan is he's going to have a miracle. Amen. And I believe that because of his attitude and because of his thanksgiving and the power that's in thanksgiving, God's going to do that for him. We have so much to be thankful for. In everything, Give thanks. We need to be thankful for the gift of life that God's given us. That's why we did that video. It's good to be alive. You know, the wind in my face and the blue in the sky. You know, it's good to be alive. We need to be thankful for every day. It's a gift. Husbands, we need to be thankful for our wives. Listen, she is the best thing that ever happened to you. Now, we need to tell her that. We need to tell our wives, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I am so grateful. I'm so thankful for you. We sure do when we're not grateful and thankful, don't we? We don't mind telling them that. But we should take time during this season especially, but walk in it and tell them consistently how thankful and grateful we are for them. How different would your marriage be, sir, if you brought flowers home with a card that says, I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. You see, you stop focusing on the things that aggravate you about her, and you start focusing on the things that are good. Because I promise you, there is much more good than negative. And that not only will build her up and make her feel good and feel special, but it'll make you stop focusing on the negative and start focusing on the positive, and your marriage will be successful. You cannot have a failing marriage if you're grateful for your spouse. Wives, you need to be thankful for your husbands. You need to tell them how thankful you are, because you sure don't mind telling us when you're not thankful for us. And if you focus on those dirty socks and dirty underwear and dirty other things, you're going to lose respect for your man. You're going to fall out of love. I'll never forget one day I came home from work and I walked in the house. And we do, you know, a lot of counseling and a lot of it, really. I mean, men don't talk about their wives too much, but women don't mind talking about their husbands to us. And so we hear a lot of this. And so one day we were going through a time where we were counseling, and Judy got me in as I walked in, and she says, I want to tell you something. I'm thankful for you. I appreciate you. I thank you for protecting me and being a good husband and being a good father to my children. I'm thankful for you. You have done me well. Now, how do you think that made me feel? Yeah, buddy. I'm the man. But what it made her do was stop looking at my negatives. And I do have some. If you know, I really do. I know you don't think I do, but I really do. But she didn't focus on that. She focused on what I can do well. Wives, you need to be thankful for your husband. There's a power in it. It'll change your marriage. It'll change how you perceive your mate. Children, young people, students, you need to be thankful for your parents. Parents, you need to be thankful for your children. Let me deal with that one first. Parents, we want to discipline, we want to be parents, and we do, we have to. But you need to be thankful for your children. You need to tell them how thankful and how grateful that you are for them. I was the first in many generations in my family to graduate high school and college. A while after that, after I had done that, had accomplished that, my mom sat me down one day and she just told me how proud she was of me and how grateful and thankful she was of me. And that was nearly 40 years ago. Now, I know I'm only 42, but that was nearly... And she told me how proud she was and how grateful she was and thankful she was for me. I remember that day like it was yesterday. Parents, your children will remember you being thankful and telling them that you appreciate them and not amplifying on the dumb things they do, but rather turn it around and focus on the good things. Do you know how that made me do towards my parents? Oh, Mom, what can I do for you? Parents, when you're thankful for your children and you tell them you're thankful for them, I'm telling you, it'll change their lives. They'll stop doing some of the stupid things they do. Be thankful. Turn that situation from negative to positive. After my mom died in 93, my dad moved in with us for a couple of years before his mind went bad and things got really bad for him. And he lived with us. And one day he and I were sitting in our den, and he looked at me and he says, Delbert Ray, he said, I want to tell you how thankful I am for you and Judy. You let me live here, taking care of me. And he says, and while I'm doing it, let me tell you this. He says, I'm thankful for you. You have been a good son to me. He said, you've never caused me a lot of grief. Now, he didn't know everything I did, but he said, you didn't cause me a lot of grief. You were a good boy, and I'm thankful for you. It wasn't long after that, my dad's mind went bad. He had dementia. So he took that opportunity, and I remember that. Parents, you just don't know what's going to happen. You need to tell them while you can. How much you appreciate your children, how thankful you are for them. Let me tell you a story. A couple of weeks back, we flew out to California. And I'll tell you this in a second. But anyway, let me just tell you. Parents, you need to be thankful for your children. Children, young people, students, you need to be thankful for your parents. See, we parents, what we hear from you 90% of the time is, I want, I need, and give me. I want, I want, I want, I need, I need, I need, give me, give me, give me. That's what we hear so much from you. And we try so hard to get it for you. We try so desperately to give you what you want, what you need, and what you desire. We try. But you know how many times you say thank you? Hardly ever. You think that your parents are supposed to do that. No, they're not. Most of the stuff that they do for you, they don't have to do. They do it for you because they want you to look nice and dress nice and have what you want. They don't have to do that stuff. They don't have to spend all that time driving you around, taking their time to take you where you want to go. They don't have to do that. You need to be thankful for your parents. You need to tell them, I appreciate you. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. I love you taking your time and spending it on me. Your money and spending it on me. Be appreciative. Do you realize that will multiply your blessings? If you start telling your parents thank you and being grateful for them, do you realize you're going to double your income? I'll tell you a story. We flew out to California and we got back. And while I was gone, Jack and Max, who are my oldest grandsons, by the way, looking for a place to stick this in. I'm going to have another grandson. He'll be a junior, Michael Lance Young. Is that all right? But Jack and Max are my oldest grandsons. Jack is 6 and Max is 5. And so while I was gone, they sent me a card and a little gift. It was there waiting on me when I got back. And they had drawn up some pictures and wrote in there, "Aw, Daddy, I love you." Now, usually what I hear from them is, "Aw, Daddy, will you buy us?" But this time I came back and they'd made me these little cards and little pictures and their little words in their handwriting. "I love you, Aw, Daddy." And in there they had put me some money. They had each put me a couple of dollars in there and gave it to me. Now, how do you think I'm going to respond to them next time they want something? I'm trying to tell you students something. I'm trying to tell you young people something. If you'll be but thankful and grateful to your parents, they'll do anything for you. And what they're doing now is small compared to what you can have. But it's going to take thankfulness because there's power in thankfulness. Let me share this with you. I was going through this week, you know, trying to prepare this lesson, and I got convicted. And so I called Sheila and I said, "Sheila, I need some tulips and a card." And so she got them. She went really to bat for me. And I went over there and I got them and I took them home to Judy. And then so that night, you know, I wanted to tell my kids how much I was thankful for them, my children. And so I sat there and I typed out Bonnie's thing. This was Friday night, I think. It was. I typed out her a little e-card and sent it down to her, you know, and in an email, a little card, telling her how she's a joy of my life and always has been, and how proud I am for her and her family and her children, and how I love them with all of my heart. So I sent her that card down there, and that was Friday night. Well, Saturday morning, I'm in my office and studying, getting ready, and the phone rings, and it's Bonnie. And Bonnie's had her car wrecked. She's turning left, and a car broadsides her about 50 miles an hour. Now, she's okay. She's a little sore. But what had she not been? And I never told her I was thankful for her. What if I had let that opportunity slip? Parents, you need to tell your children you're thankful for them. Children, you need to tell your parents that you're thankful for them. We need to be thankful. We can always find something to be thankful for. We need to be thankful for our jobs, our employment. You know, we complain about our salary. We complain about our benefits. We complain about having to go to work. We complain about having to work over. But what if instead of complaining, you took your boss, your immediate supervisor, a gift or a little card and said, I want to thank you. I know you put up with a lot from me. And I know that I'm not the easiest person to deal with, but I want to thank you for putting up with me. What if you wrote, I don't know, the higher management a letter, and you told the higher management, listen, I want to thank you for letting me work here, for employing me and paying me the salary you pay so that I can have a life, so that I can pay my bills, so that I can take care of my family. I thank you for the benefits that you can provide. I know you would want to provide more, but I thank you for the benefits that you do provide. What if you did that? What would happen the next time you wanted a raise or the next time you wanted off? See, there's a power in thankfulness. Rather than complaining and being negative about it, you turn it around and you become a star in the universe. All of a sudden, you've changed that thing from negative to positive, and all of a sudden, you find that there is a power in thankfulness. We need to be thankful for our church. Do you think so? This is a cool place, buddy. I'm telling you. You need to be thankful for your church. You know, it's amazing to me as I was studying this how the Apostle Paul approached, and as he wrote his epistles to the different churches, letters to the different churches, as he wrote them, it was amazing to me as I saw how he began them. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. Here's how Paul began letters to the churches. In Romans chapter 8, chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. 1 Corinthians 1:4 says, I always thank God for you. Ephesians 1:16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you. The New Living Translation says in Philippians 1:3, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. There's a power in thankfulness. And what Paul made sure that he did was let people know that he was thankful for them. And he appreciated them. I try to do this. I try to relay to our volunteers who start on Sunday mornings here at 7:30. Amazes me. They make this thing what it is. Not me. They're the ones that do it, and I am thankful. We try to give them a volunteer banquet every year just to take the time and tell them how thankful we are for what they do for the kingdom of God and helping us win souls. Thankful. And I want to take this moment and thank every single one of you for coming here, and for all that you do at LifeGate. You know, you're giving, you're helping, your prayers. I thank you, every single one of you, for all that you do here at LifeGate Church. Thank you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And then, I want to say this while I have the opportunity. I talk to a lot of preachers and pastors, and they're always grumbling about their congregations, you know, especially the people that leave. I want to tell you, I'll never do that. And if you leave here tomorrow, you'll not hear me say one negative thing or anyone in this church that I'm aware of saying negative things. We have never done it. We will never do it because I'm thankful for what they did, even if they did leave. I'm thankful for what they did while they were here. What prayers they prayed, what giving they gave, whatever they did while they were here, I am thankful for that. And we will never talk about anyone here. Because I've learned, you take the high ground. You find something to praise people about, not condemn them. You find something to be thankful for, not to be negative. Because when you do that, God blesses you. God's blessed LifeGate because we refuse to talk about people. We won't do it. I'm thankful for you. I love you. We need to be thankful to God and for God, do we not? We need to be thankful to God and for God. You see, the way we're programmed, the way God has created us, is that inside of each person there is a desire to give thanks. Even an atheistic person has a desire to give thanks. There's a woman, she was an atheist, her name is Harriet Martineau. And one morning, this atheistic woman was observing a sunrise with a Christian friend that she had. And they watched the sun rising, and it was a time of the year like this where there was frost on the ground and a little haze. And as the sun rose, of course, you could look out at the hillsides and you could see the painted leaves. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And this atheist said this, "I am just so full. I am so grateful." And her Christian friend said, "To whom, my dear?" See, gratitude is in us because it's a power. God puts thankfulness and gives you a power inside of you that we're pretty much ignorant of because we want to focus on the negative. And that's what the enemy wants us to do because things keep going negative when you focus on the negative. But what God says, if you'll give thanks in everything and you'll focus on the positive, then what things will do in your life are tend upward and you become a star in the universe. See, even in atheistic people, but by that alone, by being desire to give thanks, you got to give thanks to something or to someone. So I want to ask you, when's the last time you told God thank you? When's the last time you thanked Him for your life and for your very breath? There's a power in thankfulness. Now, how do you change? So many people are negative. How do you change from being number one or two on that scale I asked you to do a while ago of your own life in the scale of thankfulness? If you're really low and you know that you're a complaining, murmuring, negative type of a person, how do you change? How do you make the swing from being negative to being positive and finding things to be thankful for? How do you do that? Well, it's simple, but it requires discipline. And the discipline is that you discipline yourself on a daily basis with a daily discipline to be thankful. Let me show you what I'm talking about here. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, it says this. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, look at this, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Daniel had a daily discipline of specifically giving thanks to God 3 times every day. Now, I've got to tell you about Daniel. Daniel became a very powerful and successful and wealthy person because he had learned the power of thankfulness. Now, Daniel was a Jew who lived in Jerusalem. And when Daniel was but a small boy, what they did is Nebuchadnezzar came down with his army and they raided the land, the nation of Israel. They conquered it, Babylon did. They came down, they conquered it, and they burned his city. They conquered his nation. They killed his parents. They took him and a few friends back to Babylon. There they made him a eunuch. But yet, Daniel, in all things, found a way to be thankful. Daniel, in the outward appearance, had nothing to be thankful for. He had every right to be bitter. He had every right to complain, but he never did. 3 times a day, he gave thanks to his God. And you know the story of Daniel. The Bible says he was a man of excellence. He had an excellent spirit. The Bible says that he immediately began rising and he rose to one of the highest seats in the land. He became one of the most wealthy people. He became one of the most powerful people. And he became one of the most prosperous people in all of the land because this child of God had learned the power of thankfulness. Now, in this section here in which we're reading from Daniel chapter 6, what was happening here is there were some people that were very jealous of Daniel. They were envious of his position, and so they wanted to bring Daniel down. So they tricked or persuaded the king into making a decree. And the decree was this, is that any person praying to any other god other than the king would be thrown into a lion's den. You ever heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den? Yeah. Most of us have. Well, this is what was happening. And so Daniel, though he knew the decree was made, still went home to his place, opened the windows, and still prayed three times every day, giving thanks to his God. Because he had a discipline of thankfulness. Well, he was seen, he was taken, and he was thrown in the lion's den. And you know what happened, don't you? What did God do to those lions? The Bible says he shut the mouths of those lions. He shut the mouths of those lions. Daniel was delivered. His accusers were then thrown in the lion's den, in which the mouths of the lions were not shut. They were consumed. Daniel came out of there and was blessed and prospered even more because he had a discipline of thankfulness. And we have to have a discipline of thankfulness. And in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 28, the last verse in the book of Daniel chapter 6 says this. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I want to tell you what Thanksgiving will do for anyone's life is make it prosperous. What Thanksgiving will do for your life is take you from a place where you could be negative and critical until your place of the highest place that you can possibly acquire. You will never get there without having a thankful heart and a grateful heart because there is a power in thankfulness. God will take that and God will use that and elevate your life as a star in the universe. God wants you to be thankful. That's why he says, in all things give thanks. You can change every situation by finding something to be thankful about. That thankfulness is a power. In fact, it's a miracle. And if you want a miracle in your life, then be thankful. Find something to be thankful about. And God will suddenly change the negative thing in the negative situation into something very positive. So I want to ask you, what lions are about to devour you? What lion then do you face? Your marriage? Is your marriage consuming you? Driving you crazy? We'll find something to be thankful for about that marriage. And all of a sudden you'll find that that lion's den, that lion's mouth is shut. And you have a good marriage. Your children consuming you? Your children ever devoured you? Your children ever devoured your mind? You can't. No, just me, right? If you're negative, that's going to keep devouring you. It's going to keep going down. But if you'll find something to be thankful for about those kids, God's going to turn it around. And it's going to be blessed. How about your finances? Your finances devouring you? You're complaining about your job. You're complaining about your bills. You're complaining about everything. I don't have enough money. I can't pay my tithes. I can't do this. I can't do that. You're negative. You're complaining. It's going to keep going down. Get in there. Say, thank you, God, for my job. Thank you for hiring me. Thank you for this place. Thank you for the money that I do have. Thank you, thank you. And all of a sudden, you'll start focusing on the positive, and you'll find your finances changing. How about your health? Your health devouring you? Well, thank God for the health that you do have. Begin to be positive about that health. And all of a sudden, that devouring lion's mouth will be shut, and you'll get your miracle. You'll get your healing. And God will turn it around and raise you up healthy. What is it that's devouring you? What is it that you're facing? I'm telling you, there's a power in thankfulness. There's a power unlike any other word in the language. Thank you. Being thankful, it's powerful. I'm going to close with this thought. Rudyard Kipling was a great writer and poet who had the opportunity to enjoy his writings and the finances that he had incurred from those writings while he was yet alive. You know, a lot of people don't get to do that. They die and then they become popular. Well, Kipling wasn't that way. He made a lot of money while he was alive. And this very cynical newspaper writer came to him one day and said, Mr. Kipling, we have figured out that all the words that you've written and all the money you've made, when we figure it all out how it worked, every word you've written is about worth $100. And he took out, cynically, a $100 bill and he handed it to Kipling. And he says, here's $100. Give me a $100 word. Kipling looked at the $100 bill for a moment. He took it, he folded it up, and he put it in his pocket. And he said, thanks. Now the point is, thanks is a $100 word. In fact, it's a $1 million word. There is a power in thankfulness unlike any other thing that I'm aware of. How many of you seen the commercial on television? We tried to get it and we just couldn't. I think it's a Citigroup commercial, but anyway, these two women are shopping in the grocery store and they're in the produce department and they're standing there. One of them's a little heavy, and so the other one looks at her and she says, oh, I didn't know you were pregnant. And the woman that she's speaking to says, I'm not pregnant. And so the woman that said it looks at her and says, thank you. And the woman she said it to goes, me? Yeah. Thank you. And the next thing you know, they're hugging. I mean, that thank you turned that whole situation, that negative situation, into a positive. I want to tell you, thank you is a powerful word. There's a power in thankfulness. And during this season of this year, please use it. Please use it. See, it's a word that we forget. It's a word that's not used enough. It's a word that we really leave out of our lives and leave out of our vocabularies. We need to be thankful, especially during Thanksgiving. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with that? How many of you are going to try to be thankful people from this day forward? Would you raise your hand? Would you give the Lord a shout and a hand clap? Amen. Amen. Well, it's Thanksgiving, and there's a power in thankfulness. What we're going to do now is I just want to reflect just a moment. I've talked to you about your marriage, your spouse. I've talked to you about your children, your job, your church, and thankfulness to God. And what I want to do, just take a moment as they sing a song and reflect on your life. For what are you thankful? For what lion is trying to devour you that being thankful will shut its mouth? Take a moment as they sing the song and reflect. And when they're done, I'll come back up and we'll do our ministry time.